Speaking to her from training just before coming on air today, Annabelle Sutherland, I just asked how everyone's settling in and getting ready for the week ahead.
Thanks, Quinton. Yeah, pretty good, I think. We got to South Africa a couple of days ago. It was a long trip. We went via Dubai, so it was nice to finally get in. And we're geared up for training today, our first training, which should be good. And getting ready and looking forward to what's ahead.
Have you been to South Africa before?
Yeah, a couple of us have had a under-19s trip here, but it's kind of rare that there's only a couple of young girls who have been to a country and not all the other senior girls. So I think everyone's pretty excited to get stuck into it in a place we probably don't know as well. We're looking forward to learning as much as we can and taking in everything whilst we're playing cricket.
What were your cricketing experiences like when you were there last time?
We had a tri series between England and South Africa, and we did pretty well. We were based in Johannesburg, so it was nice. Always a different cultural experience when you go to a different country, and it's been similar the last few days here, just exploring the surrounds. We went into Cape Town yesterday and up to Table Mountain, which was pretty cool. So just doing some little touristy things before we get stuck into our business.
So from Black Mountain in the distance in Canberra, if you could have seen it through the rain, to Table Mountain in Cape Town. Was it much of a disruption not being able to get a hit last week in that third game against Pakistan?
No, not at all. I think we had a pretty good series. Those five games prior were we felt like had some really good prep in it, along with training in amongst that. So I think everyone was pretty excited to just get on the plane and start, really.
And the atmosphere when you get to a world tournament. I know you haven't played a game as yet, but there's probably always that thought of everyone gets in, you hear stories around the place of who's doing what movements are going on with the teams and so forth. Is that a part of the buzz of letting you know that, hold on, there's a world trophy that's about to be on the line here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's all part of it. It's something that I guess is, a bit of outside noise and we don't really focus on it too much as a group. We get along really well with each other and enjoy each other's company. So we sort of tend to focus on our own stuff ahead of others. But we're at a hotel with four other of the team. So there's definitely a bit of outside noise and hard not to cross paths and overhear things when you're staying in pretty close proximity.
It's almost like you're back in bubble life. Who are the other teams that are with you?
We've got India and England and Sri Lanka and maybe one more that's still coming, I think.
Okay. So are you sharing training facilities? Is that a part of it to ensure that you've got, great digs, great facilities to prep yourself?
Yeah, I'm assuming we're all set up at the similar training facility. We haven't been there yet, but pretty keen to see how it's all set up, and I'm sure it'll be wonderful.
Annabelle Sutherland with us from South Africa. Annabelle, what's it feel like to know that the world's coming at you as the Australian cricket team? It's a scenario that I suppose you must be getting familiar with, but boy, you've been impressive in white ball cricket, and you are the hunted.
Yeah, I think the last couple of World Cups, I think, have probably produced a similar feeling leading into it. But I think it's something that the group really enjoys and looks forward to the challenge, I think. It just means that the teams are, wanting to bring their A game as much as possible against us, and we've got to be ready for that. So we're, absolutely looking forward to that challenge, and can't wait to meet New Zealand in that first game.
Have there been any hiccups as far as the playing personnel? We know that we're waiting to see Elisa Healy. How's she look around the group?
Yeah, no, she's good. She's she had a hit of golf the other day, so she's I think she's going pretty well, and yeah, everyone's fine at the moment. Yeah, settled in okay as I mentioned before, and yeah, keen to get stuck into it.
And what about your aspirations? You've become such a solid cricketer in all forms. Yet you were among a group that didn't get to play at the MCG on that very memorable night a couple of years ago. So what are your goals, Annabelle?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're in a team that has had as much success as we have had over the last few years, that's I'm just, yeah, pretty stoked to be here and be a part of the squad. I think naturally my game's evolved over the last year or so in particular. And, yeah, as always, just trying to put my hand up for a spot in the team and I guess contribute where I can. We've got incredible depth even in this squad of 15. So anyone could slot into that playing 11 and play their role. So I guess it's just when that opportunity does come that you take it, whether it's, yeah, with the ball or with the bat potentially. So, yeah, that's what I'll be looking to do. And, yeah, whatever sort of comes my way, I'm pretty keen to take it on.
It's a sort of silly hypothetical, but I'll ask it anyway. If you couldn't bowl or you couldn't bat, which skill do you think are you most proficient at the moment? If you had to take one away, I mean, because you have been so proficient at both. I think that's the point that I'm trying to get at. You have shown us that you are a true all-rounder, but where do you see your strength?
Oh, it's tough. I think it probably depends what team I'm in. I mean, I think at the moment our batting lineup is pretty incredible. We almost bat down to 11, so you'd almost say I'd put my hand up with the ball and hopefully get an opportunity with that. But I absolutely love both, and we'll continue to work pretty hard to try and stay as a all-rounder.
Yeah, it's a wonderful skill set you have, and part of the reason why I asked that, I was having a chat to Megan Shute last weekend, just asking about how this team is going to balance up, because we are going to get different conditions in South Africa, and these tournaments can ask different questions of teams. So is it going to be something like perhaps your ability to bowl at the death or something like that, that may be a part of your skill set that becomes more prominent?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of the beauty of a World Cup, is playing in a different country and playing different teams every game. You've got to adjust on the run and I guess balance your team out based on the opposition you're facing, but also try and get that right as best we can.
So you've got some training, and then you play India Monday and Ireland Wednesday. Is it as simple as getting everyone a game, or are there specific plans for those warm-ups?
I'm sure there are specific plans. I'm not privy to those conversations, but I think definitely about getting a bit of a hit out for everyone and just kind of seeing what the conditions are like. I think that would be the main thing, and hopefully everyone kind of settles in okay in those two games, and we can head into game one with some good confidence.
So tour questions. Are you rooming with teammates, or do you get your own digs?
We get our own digs, which is pretty nice. We've been looked after pretty well, although I'm spending a lot of time in Georgia Wareham's room. Hers is slightly bigger than mine, so, I'm being a little bit of a pest and hanging in her room a bit, which is nice of her to offer up her big luxurious apartment.
How's she going? She's obviously one of the stories coming back in. We're hoping that she gets a bit of a hit out in the lead-up games. Is she going to get a run?
Yeah, absolutely. She's flying. She's done a mountain of work to get where she is, and we're all pretty pumped to have her back in the side. So, she's fit and raring to go. So we can't wait to see what she can do out in the park.
Thanks for giving us a bit of a taste of life on tour, Annabelle, because in all seriousness, the whips will get cracking pretty quickly with these two warm-up games and then straight into the Kiwis. Then Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and South Africa as well in the pool phase of this T20 World Cup defence. We're intrigued as to the makeup of the team, among other things. Good luck to you and to the entire squad once things get underway this week.
Thanks, Quinton. Appreciate it.